In all the seas in all the world, there has never been a land quite like the Isle of Iroda. Shaped unmistakably like a frown, it is home to an all but forgotten fishing village that has had perpetual cloud cover for as long as anyone can remember. An isle where some still believe that it's bad luck to mention a pig in a fisherman's pub, where seeing a minister in the morning meant you should go home immediately. Some fishermen still wore a single gold earring for luck. Some say it's to pay to have your body buried if you die in a strange port. It was also frowned upon to be caught whistling in the wind in fear you might turn a gust into a gale. And if you ever leave Iroda, avoid doing so on odd-numbered days. Everyone was always frowning, which they referred to as resting fish face. But then, well, something peculiar happened. Or, I mean, someone peculiar happened. The boy was peculiar from the moment he entered the world, for the mere fact that he had a smile brighter than the lighthouse guiding lost ships at sea. But alas, the townspeople kept their distance from him. No one ever meant to be mean towards him. But in a town grown used to how things were, no one knew what to do with something different. They did their very best to ignore it, hoping it would go away. And eventually, so did the boy. There's that saying of those who smile the brightest are the ones who are hurting the most. The way the townspeople kept shunning the poor boy had him feeling hurt, isolated, and even frustrated. Being different was taking a toll on him. To let it all out, he'd go out to the shore and scream into a jar to keep it for later, hoping it could be of use to him in the future somehow. Screaming into jars just wasn't enough to express the sheer amount of pain the boy truly felt. One day, he left his house wearing a scuba helmet as he wanted to spare the townspeople the trouble of seeing his face. He wanted to be invisible. He walked all the way to the shore once again with different intentions. He wistfully filled his pockets with heavy rocks and gradually walked into the salty seawater. He had lost his smile, and without it, the world grew darker, the wind colder, and the ocean more violent. By the time the boy's lower half had already been submerged, something caught his eye. A fish. Not just any fish. A fish that shined and shimmered despite the lack of sunlight that touched Iroda. However, the fish was seemingly ready to meet its maker when it was flopping around on a rock above the water. The boy tried to look away from the sight of the struggling fish, but he couldn't stand seeing it suffer. He picked up the fish and tossed it back into the water. As the boy continued to walk into the water, the fish quickly jumped back up the surface as if it didn't want to be left alone by the boy. He tried to ignore the fish, but he realized that he was not alone in his melancholy. He wondered what could bring despair to something so beautiful. Loneliness is an ocean full of travelers trying to find their place in the world, but without friendship, we are all lost and left with no hope, no home, no harbor. He wondered what cruel twist of fate brought them together, and if fate was indeed involved, what did she have in store? The boy decided to just take his newfound fish friend home instead of going through with his original plan. Unfortunately, he only had with him a flimsy paper bag to put the fish in to bring it home. Sure enough, the bag was immediately disintegrated by the salty seawater. The boy scrambled around town to look for a solid enough container to put his fish friend in, scaring some townspeople in the process as they were afraid to be blinded by his smile. The nearest place he could immediately get to was the town salon. In the corner of his eye, he spotted a coffee pot. The hairdresser and her customer were confused by his barge again, but the boy distracted them with his blinding smile as he shamelessly took the coffee pot. As he left, the customer's hair suddenly looked like something out of a surrealist painting. The boy and his newfound fish friend finally made it home. Before bedtime, the boy fed his fish and just lovingly watched it splash around in the coffee pot. He adored it. For the first time in his life, the boy didn't feel so alone. The next morning, the boy was surprised to see how much the fish had grown overnight, even though he had only fed him enough food for a creature his size. He didn't want to see his friend struggling in the cramped coffee pot, so he scrambled around once again to find a new container for the fish to be in. As he was about to run around town to find said container, he encountered a young schoolboy with a transparent backpack that looked big enough to fit the fish. The boy insisted on trading the smelly coffee pot for the backpack, to which the young schoolboy reluctantly accepted. After that setback, the boy happily carried his fish in the backpack and went on their merry way to have a nice picnic lunch on a grassy field outside of the town overlooking the island. Once there, they shared tacos, they had a spontaneous dance party while the boy played his favorite vinyl records to his fish friend, and they admired the lovely view of the island. Iroda may seem like a gloomy place, but its beauty is undeniable once someone takes a step back to notice how lovely its blues are, how oddly comforting the salty sea air was, and how amazing it was to share all of this with someone you adore. At the end of their wonderful day, the boy made a knitted version of his best friend. He had never felt so inspired and so loved before. To him, everything was finally going well. As he was about to sleep, something caught the eye of his fish friend on the television. Its kind, the North African jewel coat, was in its migration period. This led the fish to wonder if this migration would reach Iroda, and if it would be able to finally swim free with its own kind, as it had always been alone in the sea it used to swim in. Morning comes, and the fish grows again. Luckily, the boy had come prepared this time around and had a proper fish tank to put his friend in. The tank was on the back of his bike so that they were still able to go anywhere in town. The boy drops his fish friend into the tank and they ride to the diner that serves nothing but potato dishes. As they rode through town, it seemed a little less gloomier than usual. They passed by a painter named Kieran painting the two friends, a pair destined to fall in love through a message in a bottle meeting each other for the first time, and the salon from before being packed with more customers getting stylish haircuts. Shortly after the boy and his fish friend had settled in the diner, they both watched the television intently. The jewel coat's migration was heading to Iroda. The fish watched the news footage longingly, hoping that it had a chance to finally be with its own kind. The boy was conflicted. On one hand, he had finally found true friendship with his fish companion. On the other hand, he did not want to be the one to deny his fish friend its freedom and happiness. He realized that he had to let it go. On the day of the migration, the fish had grown so large that the boy had to lug his friend around in a giant tank on wheels just to get to the sea. Unfortunately, they had to pass through the fish market to get to the harbor, where the fish grew agitated at the sight of a fishmonger chopping off the head of a dead fish. Its distressed movements broke the tank's glass, causing the fish to fall into the cobblestone ground, flopping helplessly. The boy struggled to lift up his fish friend to get it back into the water, as it was too heavy for him to carry on his own. Catching the sight of him unable to successfully get his fish friend off of the ground, the townspeople, who had been afraid of the boy before, rushed to help him. It surprised the boy greatly, but he needed all the help he could get at this point. The townspeople put the fish onto a tarp and pulled its weight all the way to the harbor. Getting the fish back into the water was not an easy task by any means, but the boy and the townspeople gave it their all. The boy took one last look at his fish companion before pushing it back into the water so it could finally swim free with its own kind. He poignantly watched his friend frolic with the other jewel coats. As he turned around, he saw that the townspeople who had helped him were smiling with him at last. At that moment, the entire town united in putting a fish back into the ocean. The clouds broke, and the sun shined down on the Isle of Iroda, melting every frown into the unmistakable shape of a whale's tail. A smile was nothing to be feared about or looked down upon anymore. Seeing this, the boy couldn't help but smile himself. From that moment on, Iroda had become a more welcoming place. Perhaps even a place you might want to consider visiting. Maybe one day you'll see one of Kieran's paintings in your motel room, or read an obscure Yelp review about a diner with the most curious menu, or pass someone in the street with an oddly stylish haircut and think, "Where on earth did they get that?" Maybe you'll be invited to a wedding between two neighbors whom it took an ocean to bring together. And who knows, maybe one day you'll have found yourself in the Isle of Eroda, for each night the local bartender still pours a glass of ale to appease the Celtic water spirit Shenandoah. The boy decided to find out what other wonders awaited him in the world. He went aboard a boat, bringing with him nothing but the clothes on his back, his record player, and the jars of screams which he used to add winds to his sails. However, he sailed on an odd-numbered day, which caused everyone in town to lose their hair. But that's another story. Where was he about to go? Nobody knew, not even himself. All he knew was that he wanted to set sail on as many adventures as he could, and explore what the vast globe had to offer him.